Welcome back. This is the second installment on February 26, 2011 of the online tutorial for First in Flight website. We'll begin today with the online library. The online library consists of materials from the FAA and other copyright-free public domain material. The material on this website is often purchased from publishers such as ASA, Jepson, Gleim. This material is free of charge for your download and use through the websites that host them, FAA, NICAO, and such. This main page on the online library has a link to download a PDF viewer at the very top, and below it has the handbooks. The handbooks are numerous and the complete library that most general aviation pilots need to have at their disposal. Further down the page, you'll have knowledge exam preparatory material and the computer testing supplements that accompany them, and a link to even more publications at the FAA website, which will take you to links within this website that will forward to the FAA. On the online library website, at the very bottom is the ECFR data. This is the FARs as we know them, as they pertain to the general aviation pilot in their entirety, Part 1 through 1399. Back on the left side of the page, general aviation definitions. This is nothing more than a dictionary for general aviation. It is incomplete, but as it stands, it is very large in its content. The only way to search it at this time is to use the Find key, which you can press Control F on your keyboard and type in a word and search for the term and its definition. GAFARs are just that. General aviation FARs as it pertain to the general aviation pilot. Part 1 and 3, 43, 61, 67, 71, 73, 91, 97, 103, 105, 119, 135, 137, 141, and 142. Also available in .doc format so you can download and review on your own time. These are the complete FARs. For example, Part 91, the complete Part 91 chapter as it was current on October 2010. Again, you can use the Control F key. Type in, for example, 91.205, which pertains to, I believe, static system transponders. It's aircraft equipment required for various phases of flight, daytime, nighttime, or VFR. Then there is the chart, instrument approach plates, and AFDs. It's just that these charts, you will spend $10 to purchase at your local FBO or online. They're free. 100% free, and this tells you how to get them. They are all current. On this website, we host chart symbols, VFR terminal charts, VFR sectional charts, the airport facilities directory, IFR low altitude high en route, and the others below will forward you to the appropriate website, the NICAO website, the National Aeronautical Chart Organization or Charting Organization. This website only is more or less a portal. Again, we don't host the content, we forward you to it in a usable format, which the FAA is great about putting together the content, but not very good at making it easy to navigate through. And that's the purpose of First in Flight website, and this concludes the second tutorial on the use of the First in Flight website on this February 22nd, 2011. Thank you for your time.